What's up, this is Shad.
Hey, it's Seamus from Monomyth.
Hi, this is Basha Bulat.
This is Dub Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Jill Barber.
Hey, this is Luke from Born Ruffians.
Hey, this is Sherman Downey.
Hey, this is Chad Van Galen, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Edman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland in studio with me. We're about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. If you haven't checked out that website, Brian will let you know what you'll find if you head on over there.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com, Anthony's homepage. You can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. So go check it out right now.
I actually alternate between three homepages. That, Disney, and UMB.
Disney?
Yeah, sometimes you just need a good little laugh.
For games?
Well, pick me up.
What do they do? What do you do on the Disney website?
Well, sometimes there's little graphic animations that you're just like, oh, look, there's Mickey and all those lovable characters. Anyway.
Anthony's morning giggle.
Yeah, my morning giggle before I get started. You can find us online. Speaking of online, a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All great ways to reach out and all great ways to get in contact with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we'd like to hear from you. We'll give you a feature, which includes playing something from your latest release and a short interview on the show as well. So please reach out. And we are also featuring in the next couple of weeks, and have been for the last couple of weeks, artists who are playing at the Halifax Pop Explosion. We've got that in this show for you. And remember, you can head to our Facebook page. Still time to enter the contest, depending on when you're listening to us. The contest for the Halifax Pop Explosion tickets, facebook.com/earshot20. All you got to do is like the photo, like our page, for your chance to win. In this program, we've got Stephen Karlick, we've got your countdown, and we are talking to Alex McKenzie from Petra Glint, who is performing at the Halifax Pop Explosion, and Brian's going to have your lowdown. All kinds of stuff to bring you, and we won't prolong it anymore. Brian's going to let you know first what's coming in at number 10, and I'm assuming there is some movement and some new on the charts.
Yeah, actually, FKA Twigs falling off the program from number 13 to number 24. Teen Anger was at number 20 last week and is off the charts completely. And Tana Tagak, who re-entered the program and the charts all the way up at number 10, falls just outside of the program this week to number 21. We're also going to have two debuts in the top 20 this week, as well as two new albums to the program. We're going to kick it off here at number 20 with one of those. From number 29, you're going to hear from Electric Youth and their new album, Inner World. You're going to hear a track called Tomorrow. After that, you're going to hear All-Time Favorite by Bahamas. At number 19, down from number 8, Bahamas is Affy, is the name of his latest record. And dropping one spot to number 18 is The Rural Alberta Advantage from Mended with Gold. You're going to hear Not Love or Death.
Tomorrow, Electric Youth, your number 20 this week. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Pick one would seem like some kind of gun to my head. Yours surely stands out from the rest. Someone put you here in front of me like some cruel kind of test. Each other's fame. Though the love was born in shame, now there is no room in blame if we're both the same, you and me, and closer than we'll ever see. Seems I'm looking well beyond that old stage door. You and I, one and the same. We are the cause of each other's pain. Both the same, you and me.
Shot 20. Number 18.
Yeah.
That was the Rural Alberta Advantage at number 18, dropping one spot this week. Is their latest record, Men with Gold, and the track Not Love or Death. Before that, you heard All Time Favorite by Bahamas at number 19. Down for number 8 is Bahamas is Affy. And kicking off the program at number 20, up for number 29 is with Electric Youth from the record Inner World. You heard a track called Tomorrow.
That's Brian Cleveland. I'm Anthony Enman, and we are counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Check out that website if you're looking for some good read and some great musicians, artists that you should be listening to on the regular. They are all listed there, and you can find more information about all of the artists that we play from that website. More to bring you in this hour, including our interview with Alex McKenzie of Petra Glint. And coming up in just a little bit, you're going to hear from Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. He's got some music news for you. But first, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
And number 17, down from number 14, it's Monomyth from Saturnalia Regalia. You're going to hear a track called Candle Holder. And after that, you're going to hear Next of Kin by Always. Their self-titled debut record sits at number 16 this week, down from number 5.
Shot 20. Number 16.
You took
Was always number 16, down from number 5, their self-titled debut in that spot, in a track entitled Next of Kin. Before that, kicking off that set of tunes was Monomyth, and number 17, down from 14, is Saturnalia Regalia, and you heard a track called Candleholder.
It's Earshot 20. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And I hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're going to take a break from the countdown right now as we head to the phone line, catching up with our friend from Exclaim Magazine. Stephen Karlick, senior editor there, is on the phone with us right now. And Stephen, welcome back to the program.
Hello, and thank you.
And we'll kick things off right now with a little story, and that'll be a little prelude into it, about Neil Young.
Yes, an artist you might have heard of. There were rumors suggesting that Neil Young's orchestral album would be coming out November 4th, and sure enough, that has been confirmed, along with more information about the new LP. It will arrive on Reprise Records with a vinyl version coming on December 16th, a month later. It will come on two discs, each containing the same 10 songs. One version was made with a 92-piece orchestra and choir, and the other was recorded solo. The album cover can be seen online, as can the track list. As expected, it includes the recently unveiled environmental anthem, Who's Gonna Stand Up? The song can be heard online as well. Michael Bearden and Chris Walden conducted, arranged, and co-produced the orchestral versions. Although Young initially talked about recording it with a single microphone, this plan eventually changed. And Rolling Stone notes that everything was recorded live, with Young singing in the same room as the orchestra. In related news, Young's car-themed memoir, Special Deluxe, a memoir of life and cars, will be out on October 14th on Blue Rider Press. So lots coming from him, especially the double album, one of him solo and one with the huge orchestra.
He is a very, very storied performer, for sure.
All right, watch your tone.
All right, we'll move on. It is another story now about Chief Keef. Now, this I want to preface this with, we are not endorsing, or I'm not endorsing, the fact that this guy's only 19 years old and what he's doing for his career, but he's opened a very unique shop.
Yes. Now, I'm not saying this is a shrewd business plan for all you youngsters out there, wink, wink, but Chicago rapper Chief Keef, who finds himself daily in new heaps of trouble, it seems, has decided to open his own weed dispensary. Complex has reported that Keef and his glow gang buddy, Wolf Da Boss, have opened up their very own marijuana dispensary. The location will be in California, most likely, and we're imagining we'll have Chief Keef fans lined up around the block. He shared a video on Instagram on October 8th with the caption, "Me and Wolf Da Boss just opened a new glow gang weed shop where you can find me and my OG. Open tomorrow from 10 to 12, 7 days a week, gang shit." That's not the only video Keef shared last night. He also has a new single, Wayne, that has a new video. Find him and his friends partying in a nondescript house. The video is online, as is the video of him talking about his new shop. So if you're ever swinging by California, look for Chief Keef's weed dispensary.
It is...
if you're into that thing, which we do not advocate.
If that is your thing, yeah. I can see a very unique marketing campaign coming up, though, of Keef's Reef. Maybe that's one of the things that he can put out there. Moving on, one more story to bring you before we cut back to the charts. And that is an app that has been developed so that you can listen like a Canadian. I don't even know what this means.
It's kind of a cool thing. So Spotify has finally launched in Canada. They did so last week. And the streaming service has launched a new app geared specifically for Canadians or fans of Canadiana called Listen Like a Canadian. The app's basic description is, quote, enter your favorite artist and we'll recommend some great Canadian music. In other words, you just enter the name of your favorite artist, Canadian or otherwise, and press the Canadify button. Spotify will then suggest a playlist of Canadian artists based on your original pick. According to a press release, quote, this app applies music intelligence from the Echo Nest, which is a Spotify subsidiary, to analyze the given artist, find the most culturally and acoustically similar artists to generate the all-Canadian results. For example, Exclaim told the app that we liked Weird Al Yankovic, and they suggested William Shatner, Bare Naked Ladies, Raffi, Crash Test Dummies, and Moxie Fruvis.
All right.
So we were sort of, maybe we were asking for trouble, but anyway, it's a fun little way to find bands that sound like your favorite bands, which should already be Canadian if they aren't. But if they are not, you can search that and find bands that sound like them that are from the Great North, strong and free.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of people out there trying to put this program through its paces, searching stuff like Lil Wayne and different artists like that, but interesting.
Yeah, I don't know if, we'll see.
All right, we're going to come back to the charts. Steven's going to stick around. We'll have him back in the second hour of the program. Brian's going to let you know now what's coming up next.
You're
going to
hear Chained Together by Mozart's Sister. Sitting Still at number 15 is their latest being. Following that, you're going to hear from Zeus, Old Enough to Know, a track from Classic Zeus, which is at number 14, down from 12.
It's not like you to worry. It's not like you to care. It's leaving me blinded, closed and single-minded. Now it's harder to find it if you're in a hard and desperate way. And I hope
at number 14, Dan, for number 12, that was Zeus from the record classic Zeus, Old Enough to Know. And at number 15, Sitting Still this week, is their record Being by Mozart's Sister and a track called Chained Together.
Lots more of the countdown to bring you in this hour, but we're going to take a quick break from the music to catch up with Alex McKenzie of Petra Glint. The Toronto-based artist is part of our Halifax Pop Explosion feature that we're running leading up to the festival and is joining us now to chat. Alex, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thank you.
So you released in mid-2013, your Of This Land EP. Since then, you've probably been working on some stuff, but want to learn a little bit about the EP itself. Where did the inspiration come from for that album?
Well, it's the first thing that I ever recorded and composed on my own. I had been playing in bands as a drummer, primarily in Toronto, for a while. And I kind of stopped to focus on my visual work because I'm a visual artist, but music is pretty deep in me, so I decided to start a music project on my own that I could, where I could also have a visual practice, but then focus on, be able to focus on music the same level, at the same level that I was before, but just sort of, yeah, on my own terms.
And the visual artist sort of thing, you can really get a sense of that in, or, and I did, from your music video, Sour Paradise, that you released earlier this year. What was the inspiration behind that video and kind of tying in the song?
Well, that was a video that I collaborated on with a bunch of people, namely my good friend, Blake McFarlane. Him and I became really good friends because of that video. And we talked about a lot of different things when we were putting it together, and it was sort of like the beginning of our friendship. So we were getting to know each other, and we were like talking about our belief systems and what the song was about and like what we were both into. And I guess maybe one of the things we agreed upon was like we wanted to make this video that was somewhat militant, somewhat just like free and in this like this sort of open space where we could all collectively get together and dance and celebrate our like common interests and whatnot. And like I guess one of the running themes was like this idea of the temporary autonomous zone, which was introduced to me with a book by Hakeem Bey. And it's just, it's like the idea of this temporary uprising or this temporary resistance against the system or like the powers that be. And yeah. So that video, the video was kind of like this temporary uprising in a construction zone that was going to be turned into like condo development in Toronto.
And a very interesting use of colors. There's a lot of color in the video the entire way through, and it's just really interesting video to watch.
Yeah. Blake put some pretty special effects of color in there. I don't know how he did it. It's magic.
Love magic. So, and I mentioned tour dates earlier, and that includes for you a stop at the Halifax Pop Explosion on the weekend when it's happening. What are you most looking forward to with the festival?
I've never been to Halifax, and I since I've been living in Toronto, I've met so many beautiful people from Halifax. So I'm stoked to like be in the place where all the beautiful people come from. I don't know. I have a fascination with it, and I don't know much about it. So I'm stoked to be there. And it's the last day of our trip, or our tour. So I'm hoping that I can stay for a couple of days and hang out and go to the water, go to the ocean. And
you will love the East Coast. A lot of people say that we're really nice and polite over here. So you'll definitely love it for sure.
Yeah, I have a feeling it will.
You can check out all the tour dates for Petra Glint online, petraglint.com. And there's some shows coming up October 16th, 17th, 19th, 20th, all over. You can see them in Quebec City Montreal, in New Brunswick as well, Fredericton, New Brunswick, at the Capitol Complex before they hit Halifax Pop Explosion. Again, I said petraglint.com for a full list of dates. And remember, you can see Petra Glint as well as other great artists. Head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, for your chance to win tickets to the Pop Explosion. Contest closes soon. Alex, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us.
Thank you for having me.
More of the charts are on the way right now in an Earshot Extra spot this week. Here is Petra Glint on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra. We'll be right back.
nice to know. We all know we can't ignore this earth we're fighting for, and the people are hungry for a life in man that's left alone.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 13.
Keep ringing, the band keeps singing, yeah.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Shower you. Now I pour it you.
It's the Earshot 20.
At number 11, all the way up from number 26, first time in the program, it is Alt-J from the new album, This Is All Yours. Your track called Every Other Freckle, and debuting at number 12 is King Tough from the new record, Black Moon Spell. You heard Eddie's song. We also heard from Sloan there, number 13, up from number 19, and their new record's called Commonwealth. Your track called Keep It Swinging Downtown. And you also heard from Petra Glint in there as an extra in the track Sour Paradise.
There you have it. That is the first 10 complete for the Earshot 20. If you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Edmond, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and this is Canada's National Countdown Show. We count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com every week on local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. We record and broadcast out of that station every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, and we thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radio4all.net or if you podcast us through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to the program, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around, because in the next hour of the program, we have your top 10. We have Stephen Karlik back again, and the lowdown, going to give you a little look at what is debuting on the charts below the top 20. You're not going to want to miss it. Stick around. There's more on the way.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.